Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Thank you for joining me in our study today. What is your attitude toward the Bible? Do you believe that it is accurate? And do you believe that everything that it says is true? And is it from God? These are some questions that we have dealt with in previous broadcasts. And in those broadcasts, I have pointed out to you that the Bible is inspired of God. And by that, we simply mean the inbreathing of God into man, enabling man to receive and to communicate divine truth without error. And so we would say of the Word of God that it is authentic. And we have also observed the fact that the Word of God is accurate. For to say that the Bible is God's Word is to say that everything it teaches is true. And therefore we believe that it is true because it is from God. And then third, we noted that the Bible is absolute. The truth of the Bible is absolute. And to say that is to say that it is constant. It is not relative, and it does not depend upon individuals reaching some conclusion about it. The truth is truth, regardless of what conclusions people reach. And then the fourth point that we have observed in this study is that the Bible is understandable. We would say that it is attainable. God wants all men to come to a knowledge of the truth, which within itself tells us that one can carefully read and study the Bible and come to know the will of God for himself. These are points that we have studied in the previous broadcast, in which we have talked about the Bible as the Word of God. There is another point that we have observed, and I have commented about it very briefly, and that is that the Bible is authoritative. It should be respected as our final authority in all religious matters. Think for a moment about that word, authority. Authority is the great regulator of society. It is the means by which we maintain order. And the breakdown of respect for authority leads to chaos and anarchy. No society, no organization, no institution can have peace and success without authority and without proper respect for that authority. Today in our society, we have a great problem regarding that. There is a growing disregard for authority in our society. And that growing disregard for authority includes the Bible, God's Word. There is a growing lack of respect for the authority of the Bible as our religious authority. God is the ultimate authority according to the Scriptures. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, Paul said, I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. God is sovereign. He answers to no one. He is the authority, the head over all of us. And the Bible tells us in Romans 14, verse 11, that ultimately everyone will submit to his authority. Every tongue shall confess, and every knee shall bow, according to the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 14, verse 11. And so all of us need to submit to his authority now, because now it can make a difference in where we are eternally. If we wait until the end of time, we will submit to his authority then, but it will be too late to do so. It will not allow us to escape the tortures of hell. The Bible needs to be respected as our authority in all spiritual matters, which simply means this, that in all matters we need to determine what the Lord has said and submit ourselves to it. James, the brother of our Lord, taught this to us in James 1:21, when he said we need to receive the Word, the engrafted Word, which is able to save our souls. with meekness. And to receive the word with meekness means that we submit our will unto the will of God. The truth of the Bible is absolute, as we have studied, and what the Bible says to be the case is the case, whether I believe it or not. And what is truth is not determined by my position on it. And I must recognize all of that and understand that that truth is constant and does not change from culture to culture or from generation to generation. And I must therefore recognize that if I want to know the truth, I go to the Bible. And when I find that truth, I submit my will unto the will of God. In the church today, that is the need that is so distinct. I know that there are many things that we need in the church, but the one thing that is needed as much, if not more than anything else, is learning to submit to the Word of God and conforming ourselves to that. If we want to know how the church is to be organized, if we want to know how the church is to spend money, if we want to know how the church is to worship, if we want to know what the church needs to teach about the plan of salvation, we need to go to the Bible and not go to it to find a scripture that we think proves us right in what we already think, but go to the Bible with that submissive attitude of what does the Bible say, and whatever it says is what I will believe, and it is what I will do, and it is what I shall teach, for I know that it is right. That's what we mean by having respect for the authority of the Bible. I have, in a previous broadcast, talked to you about this question: can we understand the Bible? In that study, I pointed out to you that indeed we can understand the Bible. When we realize that the Bible is God's Word, that within itself ought to tell us that we can understand it, for it tells us that its author is the Almighty God, who certainly has the ability to make himself understood. In every writing, one of two things is true: either the author intends to be understood, or he does not intend to be understood. Well, the Bible tells us that God has the capability of making himself understood, and that that was his intention when he wrote the scriptures. For the Bible tells us that he wants all men to come to a knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4. And so we can be sure that as its author, God has the ability to make himself understood, and that he intended to be understood in the scriptures. And so we can understand the Word of God. But today, I want us to take that a step further. And today I want to ask this question: can we understand the Bible alike? Can we understand the Bible alike? The claim is frequently made that we cannot. I read some time ago about a preacher who asserted that those who believe that we can understand the Bible alike are simply entertaining an ignorant viewpoint. Well, with all due respect, I disagree with that preacher. He believes that for us to think that we can understand the Bible alike shows that we just don't understand the facts. But I personally believe that when we understand the facts and when we study the scriptures themselves, we will find that we can understand the Bible, and we can understand it alike. Now, there is a point regarding that needs to be clarified. And let me explain in this way. There are those who will reason like this: well, you know, you open the Bible and you read and you understand it one way, I open the Bible and I read it, and I understand it another way. And that'll be the way people will express how we don't always see or understand the Bible alike. You understand it one way, I understand it another. And sometimes they'll go a step further and say, and because we don't see it alike or we don't understand it alike, neither of us should condemn the other. Others will express this sentiment, as one man did to me one time. He said, well, that's just your interpretation of the Bible, but I have my own interpretation. And he then looked at me and said, who's to say that you're right and I'm wrong, or that I'm right and you're wrong? So it's said in different ways, but people have that sentiment that we read the Bible, we each understand it. I understand it my way, you understand it your way, or I interpret it one way, you interpret it another way, and who's to say who's right and who's wrong? My friend, those statements contain a logical contradiction. There is no such thing as understanding the Bible differently. Let me repeat that. There is no such thing as understanding the Bible differently. Because if two people differ on the meaning of a biblical text, one of them is wrong. Now, it's possible that both are wrong, but at least one is wrong. And I think that needs to be repeated. If two people differ on the meaning of a biblical text, that is, they read a certain scripture in the Bible, and they draw a conclusion as to the meaning of that scripture, if they differ as to the meaning of that scripture, one of them is wrong. At least one is wrong. And as I said, possibly both are wrong, but at least one is wrong. We might read one scripture and disagree about what it means, but in that case, at least one of us misunderstands that scripture. But we do not understand it differently. In a very real sense, a scripture does not have two different interpretations. Now, I'm speaking, of course, in a literal sense, but in a very real and literal sense, a scripture does not have two different interpretations. If two people disagree about the meaning, one of them has misinterpreted it. And maybe there are some key words there that need to be emphasized, and in your mind, maybe you could just see them in capital letters. We might misunderstand something differently, but we do not understand something differently. And a scripture does not have two different correct understandings or two correct interpretations. And if we disagree about what a scripture means, one of us has misunderstood it or one of us has misinterpreted it. Let me give to you some illustrations from everyday life that will maybe help us to understand this a little more clearly. Suppose that you open up a newspaper and you see in that newspaper an advertisement by a department store. And there in that advertisement, the department store is announcing an upcoming sale. And they announce that here's the date of the sale and here are the hours of that sale. And here then are the items that you can expect to be reduced or marked down in price on that day, in those hours, for that sale. Well, then on that day, hundreds of people show up on the correct day now, at the right time. Maybe the hours are from 9 to 5. And at 9 o'clock on that day, the correct day, here are hundreds of people who show up expecting items at a certain price to be available. Now then, if someone else shows up the day before, and they show up at the right time, or they show up even at another time, but they show up on another day, what would you say about that person? Would you say that he just understood it differently? Or would you not say, you know, that person misunderstood that newspaper advertisement? He either didn't read it correctly, or didn't read it carefully, or he maybe just read it and then misunderstood what day it was, but we wouldn't say that he just understood it differently. We would actually say in that situation, there's somebody who misunderstood that advertisement. Or think of this. Suppose that you're eating your breakfast and you reach for a box of cereal. And there on the back of that cereal box, you read a recipe for oat bran muffins. Well, you're not the only one reading that. Hundreds of people across the country at that very moment are also eating breakfast. And they likewise see that recipe that gives a recipe for oat bran muffins. Well, then let's suppose that those who do the cooking in that family decide that they want to have oat bran muffins just like you decide you want them. And you fix those oat bran muffins. Hundreds of other people follow that recipe. And all of you end up baking the same delicious muffins. Now, how? How does that happen, that you bake the same delicious muffins? By following the recipe, you understood it alike. That's right. By understanding that recipe alike. But suppose someone says, well, I'm going to put 3 eggs in here, when the recipe maybe calls for 1 egg. Would you say that person understood it differently, or would you not say that person misunderstood the recipe? Or at least that person did not read the recipe carefully and therefore misunderstood. Suppose a physician diagnoses 5 people with the same illness, right? We'll say all in one day. And he sees 5 people suffering with the same illness, and he writes the same prescription for each of them. The patients then take their prescription to their preferred pharmacist, and all 5 of them get the same medicine. How? Because the pharmacist understands the prescription. And if one of the patients receives a different medicine, we would say that that pharmacist misunderstood the prescription. If they all understand the prescription, they'll give the same medicine to the various patients. But if one of them misunderstands the prescription, that patient would receive the wrong medicine. Well, so it is in studying the Bible. If we look at a scripture and we then understand that scripture, we will agree on its meaning. And if we disagree on its meaning, then one of us has misunderstood that scripture. Let me point out to you now some Bible text which will illustrate to us and prove conclusively that we can understand God's Word alike. That we can understand God's Word alike. First of all, in John the 17th chapter, verses 17 through 21, Jesus prayed to the Heavenly Father, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." And he was talking about his apostles here when he used the pronoun them. And then he continued, "As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." Now notice carefully what Jesus prayed. He prayed that those who heard the apostles' teaching would be one, that is, united. Showing, of course, that it is possible for those who hear the apostles' teaching to understand and therefore agree upon the meaning of the apostles' teaching. Otherwise, how in this world could they be one? How could someone hear the apostles' teaching and understand it, and another person hear the same teaching and understand it, and the two people disagree? Why, it wouldn't be possible. If two people hear the same teaching and they both understand it, they're going to agree. And that's what Jesus prayed for. In Acts, the second chapter, we have a record of the first Christians, those people who were added to the Lord's church on the day of Pentecost following the resurrection of Jesus. And the Bible records, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And then," the Bible says, "they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers." And then the Bible records in Acts 4 that those people who were baptized now and who were added to the Lord's church, that they were people of one heart and one soul. How was that so? Because they were able to understand the apostles' doctrine. They were capable of agreeing upon the apostles' doctrine. Otherwise, they would not have been of one heart and one soul. In the book of Romans, in chapter 16, verse 17, Paul said, "Brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them." Well, I have this question. There, the church in Rome was supposed to be on the lookout for those who caused divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which they had learned. But how could they have obeyed that without being able to agree upon the doctrine that they had learned? In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10, the Apostle Paul told the Corinthian Christians to speak the same thing, to be of the same mind and of the same judgment. How could they do that? How could they follow that divine instruction if they were incapable of understanding the Word of God alike? But one of the clearest scriptures in all of the Bible that tells us that we can understand the Bible alike is Ephesians 3, verses 1 through 4. There Paul wrote, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to youward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." It could not be any clearer, my friends. The Apostle Paul said that when you read it, you can understand it. All right, in the context of our study, if you can read it and understand it, then I can read it and understand it. And if you understand it and I understand it, we're going to agree. So when one of us reads the Scripture and we come to a conclusion about the Scripture, if we find out that we disagree on the meaning of that Scripture with someone else, then that means one of us has misunderstood it. If I read it and you read it and we don't agree, one of us misunderstands it. That's just logical, and it's what the Bible clearly indicates to be the case. Now, we can understand the Bible, therefore. Let us also note this. We can, and often do, misunderstand the Bible. But when we misunderstand what God has written, let it be clearly understood that the fault is not with the Bible. We misunderstand either by failing to study diligently, we fail to read carefully, or by failing to practice proper hermeneutics, that is, understanding or interpreting the Scriptures. Interpreting the Scriptures simply means accurately ascertaining or determining the meaning of the Scriptures. And sometimes we're not able to come to an accurate understanding or meaning of the Scriptures because we don't read and study carefully, or because we don't read and study objectively. I have said for years that one of the greatest challenges facing anyone is to read and study the Bible with total objectivity. But when we do carefully read and carefully study the Scriptures, we can understand the Scriptures. And if you do that, and I do that, and we do so objectively, both of us then understand the Scriptures, and we will agree as to the meaning of the Scriptures. And when we don't agree as to the meaning of the Scriptures, it means that at least one of us, maybe both of us, but at least one of us has misinterpreted or misunderstood that Scripture that is under consideration. So how do you see the Bible? How do you look at the Bible? Do you believe that it is authentic? Do you believe that it is accurate? Do you believe that it is absolute? That is, that the truth of it is constant and does not change from generation to generation? And do you believe that it is attainable? That you can attain and understand the message of the Bible? And is it authoritative to you? Do you accept its word as being your final source of authority in all religious matters? My friend, give this serious thought, for it is a matter that has to do with your eternal destiny. Thank you so much for joining me in our study today, and I bid you a very pleasant good day.